Wisconsin Avenue and Emerson Street. Emerson Street at Wisconsin Avenue, there's a white male running naked in the area. Last seen going northbound on Wisconsin. He should be tall and skinny. He appears to be chasing down a white hatchback car that's driving.
You want to come down from your eagle's nest and grab your food? Yeah, we do things a little different here.
208. The suspect is a Brock Austin. He's left on foot, no shirt, black shorts, heading towards Memorial.
Battery's exhausted. I've looked at pretty much everything with a heat signature. There's not much brush that he would be under.
335, it's for 1733 Royce Avenue, 1733 Royce Avenue. We had a female on the line that was uncooperative and was saying something about someone stealing her bag and that somebody hurt her and that somebody needs to get there now. They wouldn't verify much information with us. Would you like a second? 207, 202, it's going to be at Office Max, 1319 Creston Park Drive, 1319 Creston Park Drive. RP's reporting a male and a female were screaming. Male made the female take her pants off and then was pretending to run her over with the vehicle. This is just happening. The vehicle is currently driving around in circles. He's yelling at her right now. We're still gathering information. I'll give you more as I get it. 202, if you could head that way. 208, can you start pointing that way too, since 7 is still on his call? Units responding to Office Max. They were advising the male was speeding through the parking lot. Said he was going pretty fast. He did take the female's pants from her. We could hear the tires squealing in the background. He's still in the lot. We could hear horns and tires still circling recklessly. Brock Austin, advise.
290 to dispatch. I believe we have PC for a DV incident.
290, you can send me the phone message from Brock.
1416 Riverside Street, 1416 Riverside Street. There's a male white. He's bald. He's naked. And he's got a blanket or a towel. He's walking across the field now in front of MMPR. 332 and 324, I don't know if you're copying your notes, but it sounds like caller witnessed the male punch the female, throw water on her, and hit her with a small bat that they are carrying. They're on the bike path between Roosevelt and St. Lawrence now.
206, can you rerun Casey and tell me if that DOC warrant is going to be a felony?
I don't know if my partner gave it back, but his DOC rules indicate he's not allowed to have contact or attempt contact with your female RP.
I'm aware they should be issuing a warrant. I just want to know if it's a felony or not. I copy. 206 to 2246. Can you give me a 21? 206, I'll take a couple more units for containment of the house, and I'm going to write a warrant on it. 206, I'll be en route to the PD to draft a warrant. 206, you can pull up off of Oak Hill, that's where we're all grouped up.
4-1, we'll keep him over there on the other side of the fence in the event that he comes out and hops the fence right away.
2246, we got contact at the door, he's refusing to come out.
204, he's in custody.
204, I copy mail in custody at 0244. Dispatch 204, can I confirm his 99?
Did you run the 28 of Adam Frington, 4415, by chance?
That silver Subaru Impreza to a Tracy strain.
Can you run him or her?
206 to 2246. Do I need to come down there to get Casey, or is he being brought to the PD?
They brought out with him.
Tracy is revoked, no wants, positive QPP. OWI? 204, his DOC 99 is confirmed, and I have an OJURN pending for it.
Rockport and Pearl, Santa Paul Union, 2036 on Pontiac.
298, if there's another unit that can break and respond. We have a possible burglary in progress, 725 Rockshire Drive, 725 Rockshire. We have a subject on the phone stating that there's a man in their shower, but they can't give us a description. Dispatch 1098-204, just be advised. The caller stating when they got home, her husband got into the shower and she could see the person standing in there. It sounds like they're going to be waiting outside now. This might be more of a welfare check.
3236 to dispatcher Churchill.
What? Don't make me cry.
30 years you have given to your community that you reside in. and have raised four children in. Your husband, a retired firefighter, shows your family is committed to the safety of our community. Your voice was not just the calm, but the competence in the storm of uncertainty we all reside in. Not just the relay of information, but the passage of compassion. The last voice some have ever heard, the first voice we want. Godspeed you in your next accomplishment. I have zero concern you will make yourself proud and your community proud as well. Thank you for your service to us and the greater good.
That was really special. Thank you. 21205 at the Franklin Court Apartments, 2621 Harbor Drive, number 2. 2621 Harbor Drive, number 2. RP's husband was being physical and pouring beer on her. RP thinks he left on foot, wearing jeans and a gray t-shirt. We're still getting more info. I'm going to 3024 Milton Avenue. A male white roaming around the parking lot. Approximately 25 to 30 years old in tan fuzzy pajamas. Believes he might be intoxicated. Seen between Applebee's and Raising Cane's. RP says he was asking for directions to Motel 6.
Units responding, just be advised, injuries may be from the subject banging his head on the window and punching a hole through the windshield.
408 4th Street at Britton House Apartments. We for the RP son, he sent the caller a video a few hours ago with blood on his face. Said he was slammed on the concrete by another person. Trying to get further information. The subject will be a Vincent Mash. He's the patient.
10-4. The male is in the bushes by the church on the corner there. Dark colored hair, baseball cap, white shirt, bright green colored bag. Saying ongoing issues with someone in the bushes there. Never seen him in the daylight before. Creeping the neighbors out.
545 Public Avenue, 545 Public. Showing apartment 309. There's a woman named Christine. She's laying on the ground. She's highly intoxicated. Can hardly walk. She's yelling at people to come help her up. Her dog Luigi's with her, but she denied an ambulance. She's wearing blue and pink colored shirt. Our RP is called multiple times. She's harassing everybody that continues to walk by. They just want to make sure she doesn't need an ambulance and that she's fine.
33. 33. Speeds are 15 miles an hour, signaling to turn onto Elmwood from Prairie. She's driving in the middle of the road. I had people wave me down and say that she's driving the wrong side of the lane and almost hit some people.
At 1633 Keeler, it appears to be about 50 people fighting. RP is unable to see more. She is not involved, but she is hearing it. Says they are near the basketball courts. Repeat address, 1633 Keeler, 1633 Keeler Avenue.
3273 and 333 for 2010 South Cottage Avenue, 2010 South Cottage Avenue. They have an animal complaint in that their husband is cornered on the porch by a very aggressive dog.
No, I do not have the dog. I have a cat, no.
Boulevard 321 Olympia Boulevard, the Richardson School. RP reports a student was being physical this morning but is now being physical with her mother. Mother is currently sitting on her. Your subject's going to be 10 years old and staff is also helping to restrain her. She did make comments about possibly fighting officers if they arrive. Please advise if you would like a second.
Out front here, and she's running away.
You're going to be going to 2649 Prairie Avenue, 2649 Prairie Avenue to the McDonald's. RP reports that there were three subjects who attempted to tape him to a tree. All three are seniors in high school. One of them's going to go by the name Aiden. The other one goes by T-Ball. Unknown where they have run off to. RP is waiting outside for contact at this point. 331, you're going to be going to the intersection of Henry Avenue and Dewey Avenue. RP reports that a barricade flew out in the middle of Henry Avenue and he hit it with a bus. No injuries, no blockage.
335, it's for 1627 Porter, 1627 Porter Avenue. Sometime between 4 p.m. and now, their grandmother's vehicle was broken into. Somebody tried to hotwire it using a USB, they believe. Yeah, Hyundai Sonata.
I believe they left. Your case number is 39821. 39821. It'll be for Justin Johnson. Phone number is 608-247-0017. 608-247-0017.
We'll be going to the Beloit Public Library, 605 Eclipse Boulevard, 605 Eclipse. There's a male with a Halloween clown mask with yellow hair playing clown music and giggling at passerbys. He's been sitting out front on the bench for about 15 minutes. He'll be a male black, last seen wearing a black and tan hoodie.
I get there, it's weird, but I don't know if it's criminal.
Area of White and Park, Park at White. The RP heard someone having a breakdown in the middle of the road. They were yelling at the RP. Some male subject with a blanket wrapped around him seemed very angry. The complaint RP states that a small black car, partial 28 of 722, the handicap plate, is currently in the drive-thru at Culver's. RP believes they are intoxicated. They were swerving all over the roadway, speeding up and slowing down. Hit the median on Milwaukee multiple times. My call taker's on the line. Any unit needing repeat advice?
Well, units, just be advised. We have an unwanted subject. El Nino Restaurant, 907 Bayless. There's a homeless male in the restaurant throwing stuff around. Male black with a bag and a beard. There are two young girls working in there alone. It's just been a verbal altercation so far. If there's a unit that can break advice.
They're just called dispatch, very upset and slightly belligerent, stating that she found out where her daughter is and she's en route there. You want another unit your way in case she comes in a little heated.
Units headed to Jackson, be advised. It looks like a gunshot wound to the leg and chest. We do not know where the weapon is at this time and or who has the weapon. 3 to 4 shots.
208 North Main, 208 North Main. The bus stop in front of the building. There's two subjects, one yelling at other people passing by. Male black with a walker, unknown clothing description. Unsure if they live in the building.
I'm far. I'll see if I can find out what carrier that phone is through as well. Change the dispatch. This is Courtney. Do I? 204 from the Cool Car Guys, 1600 Center Avenue, 1600 Center Avenue, reporting a 2016 Chevy Silverado was stolen. There's no plates on the vehicle. It was going to be put up for sale. Said it was a transport driver that stole it. The name they have is possibly fake. I'm going to check into that.
At the stoplights at Main and Milwaukee, they were yelling at each other. They were north on Parker, the red light. Then they were at Wood in Milwaukee, silver 2000 Nissan. The other car is red. Now they're back on East Milwaukee passing the fire department. Plate was out of Mary George, 9333. Comes back to Olivia Spooner out of Jamesville Milton Avenue on a 2016 Chrysler 200 silver. 27, occurred East Milwaukee Street, North Pontiac Drive. East Milwaukee, North Pontiac. Vehicle struck the back of the RP's vehicle. RP will be in a Dodge Caravan. Other driver left the scene. The driver went towards eastbound on Milwaukee. Vehicle is a gray Jeep. Should have front end damage. Continuing from West Court Street and North Pearl, a blue Kia Adamson Union 9074. ASU 9074 comes back to a Lindsay Gearhart out of Beloit. On a 2019 blue Kia Forte, cut the RP off. It was driving in oncoming traffic northbound on Pearl now. He did do a U-turn at the intersection on Pearl and got back into his own lane. Caller's no longer behind him, and the youth in the area need to repeat advice.
We at Wiggy Saloon, 9 North Parker Drive. 9 North Parker Drive. There's a mixer's female trying to get in without an ID, becoming verbal and quite agitated. Staff here hasn't been physical yet. She does appear underage, wearing a yellow shirt, currently in the middle of a bar amongst other people. I don't know if she came in a vehicle.
549 South Parker Drive. 549 South Parker Drive. RP's son ran away and via Ethan Dance, but he keeps coming back, ringing the doorbell, has blood all over him in his hand, then runs away again. So I seen Northwest on Division, wearing black shirt, gray and yellow shorts, and sparkly Crocs. Yeah, male white red hair.
In the area of Highway 51 and Highway 11, Highway 51 and Highway 11, an elderly male, white, wearing a red and white striped shirt and inappropriately touching himself in the middle of the roadway, halfway between Highway 11 and Kellogg. Flight and listening units are getting report of a gunshot wound, 2607 Cadillac Drive, 2607 Cadillac Drive. Male subject was shot. I believe it was by his ex-wife, who's no longer on scene. Left on direction of travel in a GMC Terrain with a U-Haul connected to it. 346 in any unit available to break. Please respond. Sergeant, copy.
Attention, Janesville and listening units. We're getting reports of a subject armed with a knife at Palmer Park, 2201 East Racine, 2201 East Racine. CRP reported that there is a male white with a gray shirt, black pants, pulled a knife on some kids at the park. He walked towards the kids who were arguing with each other. The subject is currently by the tire swing. 203-207, respond, Sergeant, copy. 208, if you would like contact by phone in regards to 2810 East Milwaukee Street, 2810 East Milwaukee Street, quick trip. They found a credit card skimmer inside of the store. Can they contact by phone?
Can you use your PA and make some announcements and tell him to pick up the phone that we just threw in his window?
206, we're getting other calls about the cow. Do you need the CSO to head that way? 10-4. 290, is 2297 able to break for a cow in the road?
Did your informant tell you how many cows are supposed to be here?
2020 Hubbard Street, 2020 Hubbard Street. RP believes she's being hacked, has possible suspect information.
If there's anybody that is available to go to this kid complaint at East Racine in South Garfield where children are jumping in front of vehicles, advice.
2334. The student's got a stick in his hand. It's a smaller one, but he's refusing to cooperate with Mr. King right now. Just to add that to the notes.
In the area of West Court Street and Cherry Street, RP is reporting a black RAV4 with four people hanging out of the windows, weaving in and out of traffic. We have a partial 28 of Adam Mary William, AMW. No specific direction of travel, no time delay, and hands need repeat advice. 2-2 in the area of Humes and Kennedy. Kennedy and Humes, RP reported a male was laying in the grass and crawling. He was carrying a duffel bag and flopping his body around. They didn't see any vehicles pulled over near him. RP was just a passerby. I said only saw him briefly wearing dark-colored jacket and light-colored shirt. 2237, I don't have any other north units available. Do you want me to pull from the south?
Have you had 502 Locust, 502 South Locust? Looks to be about a 3-year-old male that was walking around outside, on the sidewalk. No adults around. Kind of just wearing a diaper. They're trying to talk to him, but he's not talking back to them.
7 in the area of Mount Zion and North Randall, Randall and Mount Zion. We had two callers on this, both of them passerbys. One of them has video, caller number 2. There was a semi that took out a stoplight there. The semi was last seen at Schnucks. It's going to be a Best Choice ice cream truck. The number on the back of it of 1866. 207-208, it's at Taco Bell, 2626 Humes Road, 2626 Humes Road. Physical fight, says there's a lot of teens possibly moving over to McDonald's on foot and in vehicles. We're still gathering information. Any other units in the area that can respond, advice?
714 McKinley, 714 McKinley, unit number 2. RP stating her granddaughter, Josiah Parker, has been screaming and possibly having 96 issues. Not really giving us a lot of information. Now stating she's running down the street naked towards Jackson Street. Still getting further.
It's going to be at the Mulrooney Building, 7 North Academy Street, apartment 20, checking on a Nikki 6, He was just in the common room with his pants down around his ankles, unable to pick it up. Approximately a 60-year-old male. Recently just walked back to his room. Seems to be incoherent. Central Diesel units, I'm getting an armed subject with a knife in the area of Old Town Mall, 20 South Main Street, 20 South Main Street. Caller stating that there's about 24 students fighting and arguing. One possibly has a knife, and the one with the knife has a bloody face. 206, 205, 208, Sergeant Happy. 6 Johnson Street, apartment 41, or lot 41. Stating that her neighbor and her husband separated and left a piece of wood with nails in it and popped their tire. Attention, Janesville listening units. Getting reports of a subject armed with a gun. High in Rockport, Rockport and High. We have a lot of screaming. Caller stated two people with baseball bats showed up and were pounding on the door, and then someone had a gun. They were trying to hit somebody with a vehicle. Lots of commotion. 206, 208, 202. Sergeant copy. In the area of South Academy Street and West Racine Street, West Racine and South Academy stating that there's 6 to 7 people outside yelling about getting guns and starting a fight. Sounds like males. They're out in the road.
205.
205, 202 is coming in the area of North Main Street and East Centerway Street, East Centerway and North Main. Caller says they heard a loud explosion and then possibly saw police in the area and then advised that he saw a male black walking away from this facility near Ponds. Papa John's called back and advised that there was a male black, older, late 40s, with a brown jacket and pants on, and a phone clip on his belt loop. Last seen towards Bemo Harris. Unknown if it was fireworks or gunshots. We've only had one caller.
5111, there was a car reportedly going north through the cornfield, through McFarland.
Going to be at Hy-Vee, 2500 Humes Road, 2500 Humes Road. A female light with a white sweater on came in talking to people who weren't there and shooing them away. She walked away to her small red sedan and left towards Festival Foods of 5 to 10 minutes ago. RP would like phone contact with results. They do have cameras if needed. Dispatch continuing. Going to be a dark Dodge 1500 kid toy house in the back, all over the road, crossing over the yellow line. No 28, heading westbound on Highway 14. Any unit need a repeat advice?
Open a crash report at Mercy Hospital and put it in pending for me.
Here with a customer. The front doors were unlocked and there's no employees here. He walked in and set the alarm off. If you can look for a key holder and give him a call, that'd be great.
Cool, and just be advised that it sounds like she is throwing things at people now. She did grab a lighter and tried to light the wall on fire. The husband is in the room with her, trying to make sure she doesn't hurt herself, but they're not going hands-on with her.
202-207-3516, Hemingway Drive, 3516, Hemingway. Caller states that Brittany Daniels is here screaming, talking to people that are not there. She is currently outside the garage. Caller says she hasn't slept in days, or has not been sleeping. She does have access to a Chevy Cobalt. I'll try and get you a 28.
201 to 2359, it sounds like you're underwater talking to dispatch. I'm in the PD lobby. I'm sorry to come to where?
Break. We're getting a possible disturbance on a welfare check down at the area of High Street and Court Street, Court Street and High. We have two different calls from a block away for a male that is on all fours screaming at the top of his lungs. 297, I copy. We're getting one call from a subject that's at 10 South High Street, 10 South High Street. And we have another call from the area of Court and Cherry that's hearing it also. We're not sure if it's the same subject or not. Both calls came in at the same time.
204 to 297. Just be advised that that suspect matched the description of the one who wants to hurt us with a bow and arrow. I just can't think of his name right now.
297, just be advised, it sounds like he's holding onto his wallet. It has a chain attached to it, and he's hitting stuff with it. Advise if you're on the channel. Continuing from Milton and Lodge, Lodge and Milton, RP states that there's a vehicle driving recklessly. It's an ongoing issue with the same vehicle. stated a Zach Mackey is driving around, ran the RP into a curb, the white Dodge Charger. I believe the vehicle is still somewhere on the strip. Wisconsin 10 tag, X-ray 529 and Mary, X5529 and Mary. Check back as described to Nicholas Mackey on Mayfair and unit near any repeat advice.
Just continuing. It's going to be for a black GMC doing donuts in the parking lot, has flashing lights on the roof, no 28 info, caller is anonymous, not requesting contact. Any units in the area needing a repeat advice?
Network, can you just tell them that we have roughly 7 puppies scattered throughout the house, so they're not gone, and just find out anything else that maybe should have been missing. Also, dispatch first floor has been cleared. We're in the basement now.
Apparently there's a total of 11 puppies.
We're almost done with secondary, and then we'll allow them to come in here and try to corral them. I see about 7.
424 West Holmes, 424 West Holmes Street. There's a Gregory Hitchcock there. He's intoxicated, fell into a window and broke it. He was bleeding, but it stopped. They're refusing EMS. It sounds like not the very good living conditions as well.
200 Deerfield Drive. RP is stating that her manager verbally attacked her. They got in an argument because she wanted to use the bathroom, and the manager wanted her to wait until the end of her shift.
You're talking too much. I can't even get on the damn thing.
Thank you.